Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by...
Stop laughing at me. It's not my fault you got... Okay, it's kind of my fault. You got new headphones.
It's totally your fault that we got new headphones.
Our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, Seth Habak.
Good morning.
And ahead of everything else, all of you out there. I hope you guys knew that, by the way, that you guys were in charge of everything else. We're waiting on our schedules.
Can they buy the next set of headphones? Because I don't like these.
Give them a chance. Come on, give them a chance.
No, they're squishing my head.
Everybody, welcome the great return of our good friend, Brittany Mello.
Woo, yeah.
I'm back. Yay.
Brittany, it's so great to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so I kind of wanted to be like you. I've been practicing this. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, warm winter weather.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Nicely done. Nice. I got up my game. That was good. That was our first take. That was. It is looking like we're going to have some warmer temperatures coming up today. Not so much, but they are right around the corner. It looks like.
Yeah, actually, today you're going to hit some of them. We're going to hit the mid-50s.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow!
Woo! Sweat into the 50s, I guess.
Yeah. Shorts weather.
Melissa, you should do it. Shorts and headphones.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Shorts and headphones, nothing else.
Nice.
Might as well just wear the bikini because it's so warm here.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. No, we just have a bright and beautiful, warm week. We're going to hit the mid-50s today and tomorrow, but... Be ready for Friday. It's going to be a little cold out there.
Ooh.
You see temperatures dropping to highs in the low 30s, where we should be for this time of year.
All right.
Nice.
Normal temps.
Is this an outlier this year, Brittany? And I'm not asking you to look in your crystal ball and predict the weather future or anything, but just in conversations that I've heard from other meteorologists and stuff, that this isn't something that we can, next winter you can plan on it being summer. Like, that kind of thing.
Correct. No, this is definitely a very extreme outlier. In fact, this is the warmest winter that Wisconsin has ever has since we've been taking records.
Wow.
Now, of course, we have strong El Ninos, and like our record for today was 57 degrees set back in 1930. So 1930 was a strong El Nino year. So was 91. And a lot of these years, we're seeing a lot of similarities of these spikes in temperatures and all of that, but we never saw it hold on for so long and throughout the entire season. So this is definitely an outlier, extreme, strong El Nino year.
Hmm. Did you just say El Nino, Brittany? Did you?
El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Classic.
Oh, just a classic. I just couldn't help it. It almost pops in my head almost every time I hear
100%.
El Nino.
Me too, man.
Can't help 100%. It. Can't help it. Thank you for that segue, Brittany. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was fantastic. I love Chris Farley.
Yeah. We love being able to talk to you again, Brittany. Glad you were able to get a hold of us. Looking forward to talking again tomorrow. Thanks so much for the forecast today.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a great day, everyone.
You
thanks,
too.
Brittany. You
thanks,
too.
Britt. She's the best. That's awesome. That's pretty. I appreciate that out of Brittany. We got good
she's
things.
A team player.
We got good things lined up for you this morning. Not only are we going to figure out how to use our new headphones.
And, no. I'm throwing these across the room.
But
my glasses don't even sit on my face right.
No. I'm sorry. They sounded really good. Like when I was listening in them, yeah. the sound was really good.
I just have to whine
really
and complain.
Good.
You know?
That
it's
is just, fine.
It's my
that
job.
We have got Apple. Apple is in the news about their phones and not wanting you to put them in rice. We got to get to that a little bit.
They don't go well with rice, you know. Maybe some egg noodles, but
yes,
not rice.
Yes, yeah. But you know, that's weird. You say that, man. I'm sorry. I got to pause for a second here. So yesterday, I was lucky enough. I had dinner with my daughter Bria and her husband and my mom and dad. And we went out to eat and had dinner, a nice meal and everything. But we were, Bria was curious if I was interested in other foods, like buffets and that kind of thing, and sushi and stuff. And I had sushi when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I probably haven't had it since then. Okay. And I just, you know, it is going to shock absolutely nobody in the world. I am not a big sushi guy. I just haven't really.
What?
Now, to be fair, I haven't tried a whole lot of it. And maybe this newer palate I have might enjoy it and stuff. But I said this, and it's the weirdest look I've ever gotten from my daughter. Like, she just kind of like, what? Like, do you know your father? Like, I mean, you know how picky I am and everything. But it got the whole crowd, everybody talking about it. My dad likes it. I thought my dad would be my partner on this.
Really?
And I looked to him right away, and I'm like, all right, I know he's got me. Mm-hmm. And he's just looking at me. He's like, you're on your own. That's the look on his face was just like, you're on your own. Like,
you're on your own, man.
I don't know if he really likes sushi, but he certainly went along with the ride. I was all on my own on that one. Is that foreign of a thing, though? And that's a kind of a funny way to put it. But
oh, wow. Send your hate letters to...
Yes, no. Yes, please. Yes. Yeah, James.mail@civicmedia.us. I earned it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sushi to me, it actually got me down a rabbit hole on sushi. That there is all these different, like, interesting facts about it and everything. Sushi actually was a street food. It was, like, one of the first street foods. And, like, now we have our taco trucks and all these things and stuff. Mm-hmm. Sushi was doing that long before we were doing these kind of things. And it would have stayed on the street... as a main food, except it was the earthquake of 1923. Previously, sushi was exclusively a street food, but the devastation from the quake destroyed so much of Tokyo, the real estate prices dropped, allowing sushi chefs to afford brick-and-mortar restaurants.
Oh, wow.
And they've kind of never gone back since.
They've gone away.
There's some spots in Japan where they have kind of just a guy and kind of hanging out a door, almost, and mm-hmm. stuff, and he's serving sushi. There's little bits of that, because apparently, from what I don't understand, sushi's a little bit easier to make in some ways.
If it's raw, you don't have to cook it.
Exactly.
Yeah, which makes sense, but I didn't really think about it. I didn't really think about it that way. And I don't know, is anybody else like what you just said there, Melissa, eating something that is not cooked? That I like outside of cookie dough, I don't really do that
much. That's not safe either.
No. Yeah. I found that out late.
I don't like I'll eat it. Like, I will eat raw sushi. I'll try it, but I prefer the cooked sushi rolls.
Okay.
And is that what, sashimi?
Sashimi is actually technically the raw fish.
Oh, okay.
So sushi is not, but sashimi technically is the raw
stuff.
Seth, I know Minnesota's famous for their sushi.
They are.
you a sushi guy?
I am. No, I love it. I love it. Well, and yeah, so I love sushi, and I've said many times, you know, I'm also an oyster guy. I love, you know, raw oysters.
Oh, yes. Yes, you have mentioned that.
So I just like seafood.
We are an oyster Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have the raw ones, dude.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Snot in the shell.
Why do people keep calling it that?
People like what they like.
No, it's good stuff. But anyway, or like my dad says, though, you can't just, you know, like take a gulp and let it slide down. You have to bite it at least once.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's
almost worse.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was saying.
Making your morning's appetizing.
Yeah. We will check in with a couple of other things. We have a health hack about workouts that you might enjoy.
All right.
That's coming up. Of course, the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club around the corner. After our news break, we will hear from our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
A little bit of entertainment news for you. The Beatles are in there, along with the Culkins. Not just one of them, the Culkin brothers.
Okay.
We're going to get an interesting story about that, and we're going to let you know what's new on your small screen tonight.
Hey.
And then a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to get into the weirdest things patients have brought to the ER.
Oh, boy.
That's
always fun.
To tag on to that, if we have time, the 10 weirdest things agents have found at the airport security, according to TSA.
Oh.
That could be interesting. That could be a loaded one.
And then why they had to go to the hospital. No, I'm just going to...
But nice, yeah. We start as a foolish romantic in a wonderful place, a gas station bathroom. hear me
We're
out.
We're all good
hear
things start,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, hear me out. An Ohio couple held their wedding in an unusual venue, a Kentucky gas station's viral disco bathroom.
Oh, the disco bathroom.
Disco bathroom. Yes. Does that make it better?
We did this story a little while back about the disco bathroom in Kentucky, and we're kind of hoping that this would start a trend, like all these like gas stations all around would just start doing little disco bathrooms.
Flip the switch
and
yep, instant disco.
Logan Abney and Tiana Alistock, who live in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati area, exchanged vows in the bathroom at the Hop Shops location in Verona. It is Verona. I mean, there's a little.
There you go. Verona. Yeah, yeah.
Not the same Verona as, you know, the famous stories.
Close enough, right?
Yeah. The store's bathroom went viral online for a big red button that causes a disco ball to switch on and dance music to play. Tiana, from the first dance in the disco bathroom to this moment, I vow to hop through life with you.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Through the funk beats and mellow melodies, every rhythm in life, Albany said in his vows.
Oh.
Sorry. Got something
just
in my eye.
A little bit, man.
I got something in my eye.
So romantic.
Right
in your throat, too.
The couple pressed the red button at the end of the ceremony to share their first dance.
Oh. See, I like different weddings like that. Yeah. It's creative.
It's cute.
It is. It's creative.
I'm not going to attend a wedding in a bathroom, though.
Okay. Well,
that would be
just so
fair.
You know,
a little
nobody
awkward.
Invite me.
Yeah.
That's where you're throwing your wedding. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, the reception's not going to be there.
First dance in there.
They had the first dance in there, and the reception was held in the gas station. I mean, no.
Pick out whatever you want.
It does seem like a good place to have a decent place to have a reception.
Maybe pork rinds for everybody.
How much does it cost to rent a Quick Trip?
That's a good question.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
It's called corporate headquarters. Hey, I want to rent your Quick Trip for like
Mr.
2 hours.
Zitlow.
Yeah,
somebody has got to have been married in a Quick Trip in Wisconsin. Like somebody.
We're gonna find out.
No,
yeah.
Actually, I follow a Quick Trip enthusiast group. And there is a young girl who is in love with Quick Trips. I think she's like in maybe fifth grade, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And she wants to get married at a Quick Trip someday. And her mother put out a request to people or told people about this. And so brides and grooms have been going to Quick Trips and taking their picture there and posting them on this group for that girl.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
I love
Well,
that.
I tell you what, then we've got something in, you know, like 15 years and... We will still be here.
Yeah.
we'll do that story.
I love how he said that.
In our good stories
resigned.
Of the day. Wait, you guys remember this 15 years ago?
Yeah.
We talked about this? No, shut up, James. I'm so sick of you and your...
Stop tripping over my
this,
walker.
Your random facts and your Simpsons stuff. Just stop it. This is going to be our last morning show, apparently, everybody, but we have a good story of the day. A little girl got married in a Quick Trip.
There we go.
It all comes full circle. We have to do the show until then, at least.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right.
We will get ready for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Go ahead and visit our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now waiting for you. They're over at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Go on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. They got some great specials going on for breakfast and lunch. Find out for yourself at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning over at El Cafe.
Suddenly very hungry. Very hungry.
You guys... I was singing that song all morning.
Don't worry.
Yeah. And it's not my birthday.
Earworm. Nice.
It happens. We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club, giving us an opportunity to talk with all of you. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailup@civicmedia.us. You can reach all of our staff that way. You can, of course, message us through our Facebook pages, direct message us right through there, WFHR or WIRI's Facebook pages. And call up and join the conversation.
Yeah. 715-424-2600.
Call up, join us. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Let's dive into our list because we got a great one right here. And Seth, I think you can kick off our list with somebody who can't win, but we definitely want to celebrate.
Yes. Happy birthday to my eldest son, Roan. He is 13 today.
Ooh,
happy
gosh.
Birthday, Roan.
13.
He's a teenager.
Happy birthday, Roan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That hit me, and I haven't even known the young man. That was crazy. Happy birthday, Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Great kid. Great kid.
Mm-hmm.
We wish you a great day, Rowan. Hope you had a good one. We'll see you soon. Otherwise, I need a 1, 2, 3. I need a 1 through 4. Seth.
4.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into celebrating. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Amy Hudeville.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Amy. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish happy birthday to Tom O'Ligny.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Tom, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And a happy birthday to Harvey Hanke.
Happy birthday, Harvey.
Happy birthday, Harvey.
Good name. Good name. Yeah.
Alliterative names. I love it.
Yes.
Have a great one, Harvey. Hope it's a day. Good day for you. And our qualifier celebrating their birthday today, Jeff Odom.
Happy birthday,
happy
Jeff.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Congrats, Jeff. You're our qualifier. Happy birthday to you. Thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We'd love to celebrate more and more with you. Keep that. Keep in mind that at the beginning of every month, we are going to announce a winner for El Cafe's birthday and anniversary club, and they are going to win two $20 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe. Yeah.
I can't wait till the 29th and see who has birthdays.
Yeah.
Normally, most years cannot qualify for this. So, yeah that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I like begged for my birthday to be on leap year. I begged
for it.
You don't
get to change it.
I know. But I really, really thought I'd be able to like work something out, make it happen. I don't
Can
know
I swap
why.
This?
Yeah, I don't know why I thought I could. But for a good little stretch there, I did. Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Sophia Turner is 28. Sansa Stark in the Game of Thrones movies, Jean Grey in X-Men, Apocalypse, and X-Men Dark Phoenix. Good actor.
Yes.
Good actor. I'd like to see more work of hers because I I've seen her as Jean Grey in those X-Men movies, but I don't feel like I really saw her doing anything too different. And her work as Sansa was very good. I'd like to see her do something a little more outside just to see her range and see what she can do.
Sure.
But she's good. Corbin Blue is 35, Disney's High School Musical and Jump In. He was also on Dancing with the Stars and finished second to Glee's Amber Riley.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Elliot Page is 37. He is Vanya and Victor on the Netflix series The Umbrella Academy. Many of you might remember Elliot from Juno. Came out the gate, just a lot of excitement about her career, lot of excitement about the work that she could do and has done as it's turned out, because she's done some really great work and a very, very talented actor.
Mm-hmm.
I also think one of the braver people I have ever seen in the industry. Mm-hmm. To have a career as an actor is something I cannot express to you how difficult it is to accomplish, especially if you are starting from ground zero and you have no connections or anything like that, like she did. To get where she did in Juno, being an Oscar-nominated actor and in movies and everything, to have the stature that she did as a woman and as a known commodity as that woman, and then to feel a certain way and to something that you felt your whole life probably, and to change in your career,
yeah,
and to go a different direction like that. I'm just talking about entertainment wise, society wise.
Right.
There's a whole other layer to that. But as an actor, just stripping it down, looking at it in this industry in that way, it's one of the bravest things I've ever heard of.
Right.
Like, and it's a credit to his talent that he, not only is he continuing to find work, but I think it's also noteworthy that the industry has been very. Okay, cool.
Right.
Well, you know, all right. Well, so we're not going to send you any of these female parts anymore, I guess. You know, like there's been some very like a very like cool transition with this.
That's nice. Yeah.
I think it's really cool and incredible on the Umbrella Academy. Great job by the writers on that team to be able to shift her character. And she thought she was going to be kicked off the show. They were like, no.
That could have happened.
Yeah. And she had no problem with that, actually. She understood. They were like, no, we're going to write this into the story. And they did, and it actually worked.
That is really awesome.
Yeah.
It worked. It wasn't like forced. You could tell it was like, oh, actually, this kind of works with the storyline and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. Like, incredible, like, a credit to all of them. Charlotte Church is 38.
Ooh.
She's only 38.
Wow.
She seems like she's been around forever. I know she started when she was like, 12 or whatever it was. That voice.
One of the most sought after, if not the most sought after director in the game right now, Jordan Peele is 45. Most of us know him from Key and Peele. He was the Twilight Zone host and Oscar nominee for writing and directing Get Out and Us. Fantastic mind and really a lot of fun. Also, sneaky funny. Like, I feel like people are forgetting that about him because of his work with suspense.
Pivoted, yeah, right.
He is our Alfred Hitchcock. I feel comfortable saying that. He has gone to the route of where so many people nowadays, they want to do horror and they want to do blood and guts and blah, blah, blah and all that. And he is, well, that's not scary. What's scary is not knowing what's behind the door. Mm. What's scary is that sound you hear in the middle of the... Yes, yes, what your imagination... You don't have to spend money on special effects and green screens and everything. You just make a simple... the sound of a shower going on and a curtain closing. Mm-hmm. Like Hitchcock knew how what those... not the curtain, the railing, the noise that would make and stuff. Like, oh, just... that's true horror. That's true suspense. Mm-hmm. Anybody can make a big old blood and guts movie and everything. I mean, God, we've seen that. It's been done.
Instead, let's make household things scary.
Yeah.
The things you use every day.
Exactly. Well, that's the scariest stuff, right?
To that point, Melissa, I feel bad, actually, for the actress. I always forget her... not always, but I forget her name sometimes. The actress from Psycho.
Janet Leigh.
Thank you, Janet Leigh. She famously didn't take showers the rest of her life. it was a phobia of hers she developed because of that movie, where she just took baths the rest of her life. She did say in an interview, I think late in her life, that when she would stay at friends' houses and if they didn't have a bath, she would take a shower, but she would lock the doors. She would put a chair in front of the door, like, just, you know.
Well, to, you know, embody that character, you have to feel the terror that person would be feeling.
Right.
And that would have an imprint on your brain.
To be fair, Hitchcock was famously, you know, didn't care about his actor's psyche or anything. He just wanted the shot. He just wanted to get his thing.
Kind of James Cameron before before that. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 45 today.
Wow.
Good actor. Yeah, I like her. She's done a good job with her career.
The same age as her. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Interesting. Let's see here. Kim Coates is 66. Alexander Tig on Sons of Anarchy. Another good actor right there, and did a good job in that. Jack Coleman is 66. Claire's father on Heroes. He was in Vampire Diaries, and he was on Dynasty. Dynasty Steve Carrington.
Vampire Dynasty? Ooh, that would be a fun show.
There we go. There's the combination.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, the great Mary Chapin Carpenter is 66 today.
She's awesome.
Country star, biggest hits, Come On, Come On, and I Feel Lucky, Passionate Kisses, Shut Up and Kiss Me, Tender When I Want to Be, He Thinks He'll Keep Me, 1994's Grimy When He Diss Stones in the Road. Woman has got a lot of hits.
Man, such a great songwriter. And I push back a little bit on a country star. Yes, her hits have been on country radio, but she's more than that. She's not just country. She incorporates lots of other music in her stuff. So
country and folk music.
Yeah.
That's how she titles herself.
Kelsey Grammer, 69. 69 years old for Frasier Crane. Cheers, Frasier. Periscope Down. Like,
yeah,
I love that movie. I had a couple good movies.
Such a good movie.
Great voice.
One of those great voices. Great singer, too, if you've ever heard him. He's got a fabulous singing
voice.
Yeah, he's good.
William L. Peterson is 71. He was Gil Grissom on CSI. Good actor. Really good actor. That Rat Pack movie he was in, he had a sneaky guest spot role in and did a really good job. Anthony Daniels is 78. The great, the legend Anthony Daniels. C-3PO. He's the only actor to be in all 10 Star Wars movies. 11 if you count Solo, where he was the human slave tech in that.
Yes, yeah. out of the costume that
yeah
point.
That was
yes.
really cool. I went back and watched that scene a couple of times just to see him. David Geffen is 81, co-founder of DreamWorks with Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg. That went on to do some pretty good stuff.
Geffen Records.
Yeah,
signed
Geffen
many
Records.
Big acts in the 70s and 80s. Yeah,
he's worth $8 billion.
I believe
he's something.
Yeah. And then some people no longer with us, and two amazing legends right here. First, Alan Rickman, born in 1946, passed away in 2016. A lot of younger audience will know him as Severus Snape in the Harry Potter movies. Mm-hmm. Older people will remember him in Hans Gruber, Die Hard, Lazarus in Galaxy Quest, The Voice of God in Dogma, Judge Turpin in Sweeney Todd, the Caterpillar in Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, and of course, the Sheriff of
Nottingham.
And Cancel Christmas! One of the greatest villain actors ever, and just greatest character actor. I mean, you can't label what he was, what he did.
He was in Quigley Down Under.
Oh, was he?
He was?
I didn't remember that.
Didn't know that. Wow.
He's one of those actors, too, that I think about sometimes when I see a movie and I see an actor, and it's not a judgment on them or their performance, but I think, ooh, Alan Rickman should have had that role.
Yeah, yeah, like, 100%.
Alan Rickman should be in that part.
He had a certain look, and I think that's why he played such a good villain. It's not that he was, you know, he was a, you know, a nice looking guy, but he had, there was a certain structure to his face that made people think, oh, he's a villain. And he played it really, he played it up really well.
But it also made him likable.
Yeah,
100%. As a just a, your average Joe nice guy.
I really liked the as much as I loved him as a villain and all that. I really liked movies like Galaxy Quest and that, where you got to see a little lighter side of him.
Yeah, a little humor.
He was incredibly versatile, but we didn't get to see half of his versatility.
No.
I've heard a lot about his theater work and that. And one of the things that I like doing when we're remembering people like this is certainly going back and watching scenes. But one of the things I do with Alan Rickman is go back and watch an interview with Daniel Radcliffe. And it was really impactful, where he talks about how Alan Rickman stayed with him and the kids and the cast for hours and hours afterwards in that first movie and the first couple of movies or whatever. When they started to get more famous and it got harder to be out and about in town with their parents and stuff, Alan Rickman helped the parents along with the kids dealing with a lot of that stuff. Like you talk about above and beyond things, Alan Rickman was almost the definition of that.
From all accounts, he was a sweet, sweet person.
And, and just a really, really likable kind of guy and everything. It always seems like so many of the great villains are that
really
way.
Nice people,
And the great, the wonderful Rue McClanahan, born on this day in 1934, passed away in 2010. Golden Girls, Rue's passing left Betty White as the only Golden Girl standing until Betty passed away. Rue McClanahan, of course, famous from Golden Girls, but if you really want to see Rue McClanahan, like her, stretch herself acting-wise, watch Nonsense. There is a wonderful, wonderful version of that online, I believe, still, of her, and I can't think of the other actors. There's two other big names in that, too, but she steals the show.
Yeah.
She's so good. I feel like the role of – sometimes for this happens for actors. She gets a character like not Blanche – was it Blanche she played on
the movie? Yes, I believe Blanche. It was Blanche, okay. Yes.
So she gets a character like that and gets kind of typed that way and stuff. But she was so much more versatile than that.
Yes.
She could do so
song
much
and
more
dance.
Than that.
Yep,
watch Nonsense. Yeah, you'll see it.
Yeah, she originated the role, too, of I think it was Mother Superior, if I remember correctly.
I forgot that.
She was in several subsequent sequels on stage of that. So, yeah, no, she was great in that.
Yeah, that's one of those plays I'd love to see come back. I haven't seen one in a long time.
Oh,
that's one of those.
It's been done on a lot of community theater
stages. I've been
a
part of the Christmas one, Nuncrackers.
Oh. Yep, I was in Nuncrackers. Cool. I was in Nonsense.
I was a teenager when I saw it, but I remember loving it.
Yeah,
I remember thinking,
fun.
"Oh, this
They're
is fun.
Shows.
This is good." Yeah. One more time, happy birthdays to everybody out there celebrating. A happy birthday, Rowan.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Rowan.
Happy birthday, Rowan. Enjoy your day, bud. Enjoy your day. Amy Hudevelt, happy birthday. Jeff Odom, Harvey Henke, Tom Oligny, and of course, our qualifier, Jeff Odom.
Happy birthday to all.
Yes, yes.
Get over to El Cafe.
Join our friends over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, I had to do that to you guys. They're sharing a microphone and they had to.
We are sharing. This may not end well.
No, we're sharing a microphone.
It may not end well. Get out of my way.
It's worth it, though, because we've got Phil Hartley in studio for a wicked awesome 101 today.
Wow. Glad to be here. May not be able to get me to leave now. I don't know. What the heck.
Phil, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate not only Quality Plus, what you guys do in our community, sponsoring Playmakers, being a part of us with Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, all these things, and some great future projects that we are working on and looking forward to telling the audience about. But we know how busy you guys are over there, so being able to stop in studio, appreciate that. How's your morning going? How are things going over at the shop?
That was pretty funny. I was just telling them on the way here, I made three deliveries on the way here, so that's pretty cool. The last one at our friends at ODC, who we do a lot of work with, because we do a lot of printing, and they do a lot of mailing and in packaging, so we team up quite a bit. So I was over there this morning and seeing some of the great people that work there. So
very cool.
Then right over here to see some more great people.
Appreciate that.
I just came to see me. guys.
Yeah. She's the only great one out of us.
The rest of you.
Sadly, I can't disagree with
you. It's kind of brought it full circle.
I'm with you guys. That's all right.
What are any anything interesting? Anything? Well, it's always interesting, but anything kind of different going on over there?
So, yeah, a few things. One is, first, I guess we just invested in some new equipment, so we were kind of forced to. But the old digital presses are starting to get beyond their time, and we've been putting them to a lot of hard work, which is good news. So we had to reinvest. So we get some new, bigger, faster machines over there now. So we're ready to take even more orders. Bring it on. And they'll be even better, clearer, more digitally enhanced, all that good stuff.
Excellent.
So Tracy McKenna and the crew over there are ready for those orders. And so that's happening. And so we've been remodeling the front lobby of our area. So come on in sometime. We're still a work in progress. Because we moved that big digital press to the back, and now we're trying to spotlight up front a little bit some of our new side business that we're working on, which is called Wham Inc. Incorporated. So we're going to be printing on apparel now. Mm-hmm. And so we're just starting to get that ball rolling slowly but surely with some great help. A nice lady named Heather Sayers has teamed up with me to make this happen because she's been doing it, kind of as a hobby, side hustle kind of thing for herself. And I said, Heather, come on. I've been thinking about this for a year. Let's bring it in. And my daughter Maria came in over Christmas break and has been working with me, too, on setting the business up.
Nice.
And get it marketed. So we're getting there. But slowly but surely, we're going to ramp it up. So
there are few joys like working with your kids. That is just there is very few things that feel as great as that does. That's cool to hear. When it comes to this offshoot business that you've got going, Phil, what should people know as far as what services that you can do for them?
Sure. So we bought a nice big sublimation printer, so we can do a couple of different things depending on the content of the shirt or the garment and the colors. But we can do sublimation, which actually burns the image right into the shirt, so you don't even feel it's there.
Wow.
Right? But we still can do vinyl as well, depending on the shirt, and heat press it on there. Hats. Sweatpants, anything. We did some work for Rapid Signs, another one of our local partners that we deal a lot with, and did a whole bunch of shirts and things for them that was kind of complicated. We get a first order, and it's like one on the front, something on the sleeve, something on the back.
First order.
So we're going, gosh, we're figuring this out, and luckily they came out really good. Heather, again, is tremendous what she does, and so they came out really good. So when you see Rapid Signs, guys and girls going around town with tell them, boy, that looks great.
Yeah, definitely.
You tell them that, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we're doing some work, and we're starting to get some other inquiries, and we've done some small onesie twosie things, which we can do.
Can you do onesie
twosies? We can. Cool. That's the beauty of being kind of like what we are as a printer, right? I'm happy. So we can do small print jobs like we do in the print industry, but we also take on tens of thousands of print, worth of print jobs, So, commercial printer, but we're a small town commercial printer that looks to be adaptable.
And that last part I'd like to tag on to, because being local, you can do things like you and Melissa just did. Melissa gets an idea, can ask you, and you can go ahead and run through it. You can't do that with a lot of corporation kind of thing, where it's, this is what we do, this is the price, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So that's why we encourage people, when it comes to any of your printing needs, join our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out right here in Rapids. Phil, we have made people wait long enough. I tried to stretch out as long as I could. We got to get to the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, the Wicked Awesome Word. And I left my reading spectacles in the car, so we're just going to wing it a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I can tell you what the word is. I might not be able to read the definition. Now, the word I chose this week is winsome.
Ooh.
Winsome.
Good one.
Winsome. Mm. Winsome.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we're doing here. Right, we're being winsome.
Very winsome.
General, pleasing and engaging, charm and innocence, cheerful, lighthearted. All words that mean winsome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Our morning show is very winsome.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking on the way over.
That's perfect.
Looks like a winsome day out there.
That's
sun's
a nice
out.
Way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah,
that is a nice way to put it.
It's better than the other four-letter words.
The other ones we've heard. Yeah,
we'll avoid those.
Just shout those at your radio in the car. mm-hmm.
Winsome. Let's all be winsome today.
It's,
all
right. That's an inspirational word, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's kind of like, it's not like you win some, you lose some.
Oh, man.
In this case, it's just you win some.
Yeah.
It's all wins.
If I didn't want to promote you guys so much, I'd go right to break. That was a right to break moment right there. We always love our right to break moments. That was it. Phil, when it comes to things coming up, because it may already feel like spring out there, but we're not there yet. But we want people looking ahead. We want people thinking about that. Certainly bring your printing needs to Quality Plus when it comes to graduation parties or any of those kind of things, end of the year or end of winter stuff, all that.
Oh, yeah. And people are already planning their summer events. We're getting quotes in and jobs in for tickets. We do a lot of raffle ticket business with local organizations, nonprofits throughout the whole area. So we were just printing some yesterday. Do a lot with local schools on that type of thing, too. They get upcoming things. We do a lot of the prom tickets, posters, things like that, different dances for the schools. So, yeah, that business is coming. If you're starting to plan that summer event, you know, get us involved now. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have my opinion, and it's, you know, not totally biased, but mostly biased, is we have the best designer in Wisconsin sitting in the office next to me. Her name is Tracy Biolo, and she's been doing it for over 25 years, and she is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Not only in what she does creativity-wise, but she is just a hard worker and does not accept not good work, for lack of better words. She is very meticulous, and she'll straighten me out in a hurry if I... No, we're not doing it that way, you know? She's just fantastic. And if you get her involved in your project, you're not going to be disappointed, because she's just the best.
One more time, Phil, our wicked awesome word of Wednesday.
Winsome.
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 Such a fun
winsome.
It's a fun one to say, too.
It is.
It's something like the Brewers do this year.
Winsome.
Right. That would be nice.
We appreciate you, Phil. We're looking forward to next Wednesday already. Say hi to the staff over there for us, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me in. You guys take care.
You too, Phil. Join our friends at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open right now. You can give them a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page and keep up to date on all the good things they are doing over there at Quality Plus. We'll take a time out, check in with our partners, be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day.
It's Wednesday.
We appreciate you joining us, and appreciate Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was fun having Phil in the studio.
Nice crowded studio. Always fun.
That was great. I liked it.
I was not crowding your space.
We had some fun there. And be sure to join us every Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing. Getting words out over there.
I'm excited about the apparel printing.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
No. Yeah.
I have something that I have been having on the back burner for years.
All
And now I get to get it made.
I want to make What the Muppet shirts with Brie. And I want a pocket, and I want the logos, the like faces coming out of
the pocket. Awesome.
That's like as far as I got. Let's dive in.
Apparently, all you got to do is talk to Tracy.
Yeah.
She'll get it up there for you.
She can take them all and run with it for sure. A new study. So if you can't find time to exercise because you're too busy with work or life in general or any of these things above, just stop using your weekends to relax. A new study.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's not going to get much better, baby. A new study found you can skip working out Monday through Friday and still get in shape if you go really hard on the weekend.
Yeah, I knew that. You did know that?
I did know that.
But I'm not doing it.
One of the first stories Carl and I did when the inmates were running the asylum around here was they spent close to $1 million on this study, and the end results, chocolate is addictive.
Well, yeah, we could have told you that.
Like any seventh grader could have told you that. Like, I mean,
open a package of M&Ms. You are going to finish them.
Yeah. Certain things. I feel like we didn't need the thousands and thousands of dollars to tell us this and everything. But this study is kind of coming in the same regard. It looked at weekend warriors, people who like to cram all their exercise into a few days, and found that's fine, too. The goal just needs to be at least 150 minutes of exercise a week. No. However you choose to spread that out or jam it all into one or two days, that's kind of up to you and your body. That means you could work out 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or 1 hour and 15 minutes, 2 days a week. Or, you know, like some people, 21 minutes and 25.7 seconds, 7 days a week, no more, no less.
I want to find that person that's like right on there.
There's somebody out there that does that.
I'm sure.
As long as you get those 150 minutes in, it might not matter. Weekend warriors in the study got an average of just under 148 minutes of exercise on the weekend, and it still zapped belly fat and kept themselves in shape. The last part kind of sucks, though. You may need to work out harder if you want to go the weekend warrior route.
Mm-hmm.
Those people did get the same number of minutes in as the five-day crowd, but their workouts tended to be higher intensity. So not like a brisk half-an-hour walk or anything. Mm-hmm. We're talking pumping iron here and everything.
Right, yeah.
So, running.
Yes, intense. Yes, yes. I find the study interesting, but I also feel like we knew this. Like I know I did, not by science, but because doing it.
Well, that, and I think that this has been in the news, you know, periodically throughout, like, I mean, we were talking about this 10, 15 years mm-hmm. ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like you can just take all week off and then work on the weekend. Mm. Out. Work out.
Work out on the weekend?
Yeah. But the,
out of work
the
on
problem
the
is when you also have to work on the weekends.
Yes.
Then how the heck do you fit that in?
Then you're having some issues. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going on vacation so I can work out.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna get
in shape in 2 weeks and ooh. Boom, baby, I'm good for life.
Can't the way when you walk in that door after that vacation, watch out, everybody.
Yep. That's right.
Stand back. Coming in.
The first time I saw the ocean, I got so excited, and I was about in my late 20s, I'll say. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. I was 21 or 22. I was really excited. I see the ocean and I'm running into it. Like I immediately hit the sand and I go booking into it. And as soon as I get into the water, right up a little bit up to my chest, I realize I've got stuff in my pockets.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
I had my phone in my pockets. I smoked back then, so I had cigarettes. I had a full pack in my pocket. I had, like, you know, a lighter, the whole thing. And, of course, I you know, do the shameful walk out of the water. You know, that and everything.
Sloppy wet.
And threw everything. And I wanted to be in the moment, so I just threw everything on the towel, and I jumped back into the water because I didn't want it to ruin the moment and everything. And it was very cold, so I wanted to get back in the water.
Yeah, that was the Pacific, right? Yeah. Very cold water.
Very cold.
But I learned in that moment, oh, my phone might not be dead. I could just throw it into rice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it worked. Mm-hmm. It actually did work.
Yeah, we've known this for how many years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, piggybacking on that, mixing water with electronics is bad. Okay, everybody?
News
Thank
flash.
You. Thank you.
Water is wet. Electronics wet. Bad.
We cover the hard-hitting stories here. Mixing water with uncooked rice is good. So what about mixing uncooked rice with waterlogged cell phones? You've probably heard the hack about putting your wet cell phones in rice, especially if you've panicked and after dropping your phone in the shower or something like that. But Apple is warning you not to do that. Don't do it.
Okay.
Just buy a new phone from us.
Right, yeah.
Ooh.
iPhones are more sophisticated than they used to be, and some can handle certain levels of water. They now have a liquid detection warning that tells you if your USB-C port gets wet. There are things you can do. Dry the phone with a cloth and tap the phone gently to drain water from the ports. Leave the phone in a dry area with airflow and avoid putting cables inside until it is completely dry. That last part, I think, is actually helpful. But they say don't insert a foreign object such as a cotton swab or a paper towel into the connector.
Okay.
And don't put your iPhone in a bag of rice. Doing so could allow small particles of rice to damage your iPhone.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Plus, iPhones, very picky eaters. Very picky. Not big fans of
They're
rice.
Not big on the rice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I would say who doesn't like rice, but I know somebody who doesn't like rice, so I can't say that.
I know a few people, too. But So, you know, that's interesting, though. I wonder, so we actually have at my house, we have, you know, those silicate packets that you get with, you know, everything
Come
now
in,
to keep it?
Like vitamins and
We threw a bunch of those into a bag.
Hmm.
And that because they kind of act the same way, they pull moisture out of things. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that would be safer than rice
because there's no particles.
No particles to pull in. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So start saving those packets. It says do not eat on them.
Yeah,
so
please,
you very
don't.
Much know that it's not edible. Just save them.
I'm really glad they did that,
except for one episode of MST3K.
Yes.
Cereal made out of it. It looked like the packets.
What? What?
Sorry.
I'm not really sure what to do with this oddity, this odd story here. This is an interesting one. An electric engineer student in Germany took a toy car designed for a child to ride and modified it to reach a speed of 92 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Marcel Paul, an electric engineer student at Fuba University Applied Sciences, said that he spent 10 minutes conducting research and modifying the toy car into a high-speed vehicle. Feels like it should take a lot longer than that.
A little bit longer than that.
And yes, we do have video of this.
Oh, boy.
We do have some video of this.
Oh, wow. He looks like he's sitting on it's itty-bitty.
It is really. I mean, we're talking true toy car.
He has to lay down on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's going so fast. It's a good thing he's got a whole suit on and a helmet.
Yeah.
This is good.
And he's on a racetrack.
Wow.
Now, it looks like a luge. You know, like the luge.
Because he's laying down, yeah.
I don't know how popular this got to where, like, if it's common knowledge, but I know out in California, one of the big things was getting a skateboard or getting something like that, laying on your back and going down the hills, like in San Francisco and that.
Yeah, I've seen
like
that.
Like the luge. They're,
yeah, like that, but like street luging, they called it, or something like that. That's the first thing I thought.
How to die in San Francisco.
Basically, yes.
There's lots of ways to die in San Francisco.
Yeah.
How to
tell
die
me about it.
In San Francisco.
One of Sinatra's, like, songs that did not
go. Less well known.
Yeah, it didn't go. It was on the B-side. It was on the B-side.
I left everything in San Francisco, not just my heart.
I think that this is kind of a cool idea, but I think he missed the mark. What about the bikes we used to ride? The little Tonka
tricycles?
Tricycles. Yeah,
oh, yeah, the big wheels.
Big wheels. Thank
big
you.
Wheels.
That's what I was trying to think
of.
Big wheels. They had a brake.
They did.
They had all kinds of stuff. Like
didn't work, but it had a brake.
No, it did not work.
Or they wore out really quick. Yeah.
Real quick. I don't know why those wore out so quick.
You're not supposed to take them down hills, guys.
Yeah, that was
but that was the fun
that
part.
That was fun. No. That was fun. I want to see a big wheel with an engine on it. I think that'd be an interesting one.
110 miles an hour.
He modified it, though. He did, like, well, I guess modifying is adding.
Yeah, he did. So,
But it only took him 10 minutes?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. That seems crazy that it would only take him 10 minutes. I wonder what he did, because he doesn't go into details in the article about what he specifically did.
Smart that he doesn't, because nobody should be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What are they teaching in engineering college in Germany? That's what I want to know. What are they doing over there?
Paul took his finished car to the racetrack and was clocked at a speed of 92.24 miles per hour, fast enough to earn the Guinness World Record for the fastest ride in the toy car. Modified version.
That's where we were going. Okay. It was a world record. All right.
Of course.
It all comes back. All right, come back.
It does. It all comes back around.
We will get out of here for a moment. We're going to be back with some great stuff. We have got entertainment news for you, got something Little Caesars is up to, and a little bit later I want to get into with you guys. In the 9 o'clock hour, the weirdest things patients have brought to the ER.
Oh, boy.
Coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.